This is an ABC podcast.
This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned
type. G'day, Dr. Carl here. Now, last time, we went back to the beginning of the universe to try to work out where the atoms of gold in your jewellery really come from. In our universe, the lightest atoms, hydrogen and helium, were made first. It was around 380,000 years after the Big Bang, when the universe had cooled down enough for these two elements, hydrogen and helium, to condense out of the hot maelstrom that was the early universe. Add another 280 million years, and big blobs of hydrogen and helium had clumped together to make the first generation of stars. As part of their normal nuclear burning, these stars made the next two dozen elements on the periodic table, all the way up to iron. But astronomers have puzzled for a long time about the other 66 or so elements, the ones that are heavier than iron. How exactly did they get manufactured? And before we dive deeper into the origins of those heavy elements, just a reminder. An element is just a bunch of atoms that all have the same number of protons in the nucleus. And a proton? Well, remember the model of an atom with a very light electrons whizzing around the outside and a very heavy nucleus in the middle? Now, that nucleus is made up of two types of particles: protons, which have a positive charge, and neutrons, which are neutral and have no charge. The only thing that makes one element different from another element is the number of protons. So hydrogen atoms all have one proton in the nucleus, all iron atoms have 26 protons, gold atoms have 79 protons, and in the super heavyweight category, uranium has 92 protons. So back to that question, how do you make the 66 or so atoms that are heavier than iron? Well, you just have to shove extra protons into the nucleus. If you change the number of protons, you change the element. Unfortunately, the nucleus is already positively charged, so shoving extra positively charged protons into it involves colossal amounts of energy. And you get that kind of energy only from major cataclysmic events such as supernovas or colliding neutron stars. I mentioned last time that astronomers discovered that the universe can make heavy atoms through two major processes. There's the S process. Let's just forget about that one. And then there's the R process, where R stands for rapid. The R process needs truly enormous numbers of neutrons, about a trillion trillion in each cubic centimetre. The good thing about neutrons is that they're neutral, so they don't get repelled by the positively charged nucleus. So in a major cataclysmic event, with lots of neutrons tearing around, a neutron slams into the nucleus of an atom. Now, potentially, that neutron can decay into a proton and a few other bits and pieces. But before that neutron has time to decay, another neutron rapidly slams into it, kind of like high-speed machine gun fire. Eventually, once the nucleus is a lot heavier, those extra neutrons do decay into protons, and so this process gives you the heavy atoms, such as uranium, platinum, and you guessed it, gold. Part of the gold breakthrough came in 2017, when astronomers saw two neutron stars colliding. As well as using the newly invented gravitational wave telescope, they studied that collision with every single type of electromagnetic telescope. Gamma ray, X-ray, ultraviolet, visible light, infrared, microwave, radio wave, the lot. This gave the astronomers enormous amounts of information. And this is what they found. When the two neutron stars that were orbiting each other collided, they created a black hole. But along the way, parts of the neutron stars were ejected, and this then rapidly expanded and formed into a ring or a disk around the black hole, kind of similar to the rings of Saturn. We call this ring of debris an accretion disk. Because this accretion disk was spiraling into the black hole thanks to the tremendous gravitational field, the individual atoms began smashing into each other at very high speeds. And they began to get very hot. The energies were so high that huge numbers of neutrons were given off. The R process swung into action, and a huge amount of gold, more than the mass of our entire planet, was manufactured. There was also lots of silver, platinum, uranium, and other heavy elements made, but they don't make for such great headlines. Or jewellery, for that matter. But that wasn't the end of the story. A few years later, the astronomers realised that you could also get an accretion disk from a different event in the heavens. A collapsar, which stands for collapsing star. A collapsar is a rapidly spinning, very massive star where the inside collapses into a black hole while the outer layers explode as a supernova. But not all of that star ends up inside the black hole or thrown out into space. Some of the star stuff ends up as an accretion disk around that black hole. Sound familiar? Yep. In the same way that the accretion disk around the black hole from the colliding neutron stars can make gold, well, the accretion disk around the collapsar can also make gold. Now, collapsars are a lot less common than colliding neutron stars, but they make much more gold than the colliding neutron stars do. And in fact, when the astronomers crunched the numbers, they worked out that up to 80% of the gold in the universe was made by collapsars, while colliding neutron stars make up the rest. So whether the ring on your finger came from a collapsar or colliding neutron stars, one thing is for sure. In a universe peppered with cataclysmic explosions and black holes, gold really is the silver lining.
What does it mean? Why is it so?
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.